Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct, regular support from a TGA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site in the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
Rodney Monroe. I am a retired chief of police. I served 7 years as the chief of police in Charlotte, North Carolina. Prior to that, I was the chief of police in Richmond, Virginia for 4.5 years. Prior to that, I was the chief of police in Macon, Georgia for 4 years. I spent the majority of my career in the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, where I spent 22 years before retiring as the assistant chief, moving on into the world of police chief. I became involved with the Body Worn Camera program. Once I retired, I had served as a SME on a variety of different projects, which led me to the Body Worn Camera program, giving me the opportunity to work with departments around the country to explore the implementation of body worn cameras, something that I had done both in the Richmond Police Department as well in the Charlotte Police Department. So it gave me a good foundation to enter into the body worn camera TTA SME field.
Great, thank you. So what have you found that is the most rewarding thing about being an SME?
Well, I think it comes down to just helping. You know, body-worn cameras, when they came about, you know, it was a new dynamic throughout law enforcement. Everybody wanted them, but, you know, really understanding what their purposes were to be and understanding that it wasn't a panacea to solve all of our problems in the organization and within our communities. But just being able to work with departments around the country, explaining a lot of the dynamics and experiences from other departments, from policy development, training, to purchasing, storage, all the various dynamics associated with body-worn cameras, being able to share that with departments of various different sizes, different disciplines, whether universities, corrections, hospitals. I found it to be very intriguing just to be able to share experiences, to research for them, to identify concerns, or pulling together the, you know, RFP process, you know, with them and helping them understand the dynamics of what their RFPs, you know, really mean, how it sets the stage for a successful body worn camera implementation, you know, throughout the years. So I think it's just mainly just being able to share experiences and information with various sites.
Thank you. What is the most innovative way that you've assisted a site?
Well, you know, as you begin to develop, I mean, initially everyone is looking at policy development. Everyone is looking at the purchasing and the training and ultimately the deployment of cameras. But, you know, it's a very large investment that you make, both from a monetary perspective as well as from a community engagement. It's something that the community depends on and just as much as the members of the organization. And with that, being able to ensure that things are operating properly, that you're following your policies, you're releasing footage, you know, as stated within your policy. So I was able to be a part of a webinar that talked about both compliance and auditing of your body-worn camera program to show the importance of regular compliance and periodic auditing to make sure that the rather large investment that you made both in resources and in relationships with your community or being protected. So being able to show departments the various processes for compliance at various levels, starting with the officers, being able to review footage, supervisors periodically reviewing footage, and, you know, being able to identify the types of footage that, you know, supervisors should be seeing on a regular basis. All of those things became, you know, very important to protect the investment that departments have made. So I found that to be one of the most rewarding parts of it, because being able to call upon various departments to join that particular webinar, and, you know, the feedback that we received from departments as it relates to helping them to shape their compliance programs was also very rewarding.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.